Blog Talk Radio.
The Healing Light Show. This is Reverend Stan, and today we're going to be talking to guest Matt Spinks. He's an expert or one of the experts in the Living in the Glory, the Drunken Glory. It's a new movement. It's been going across America here for a very long time, and I've been actually watching a lot of the stuff and learning about it. Don't know a whole lot about it, but we're going to let Matt teach us quite a bit about this. But I'm going to go ahead and jump right into our daily devotion. It's called Christ in Me Guides My Way. Christ is my wisdom and guidance. It is constantly available to me. Yet in the midst of stressful day, when tension or worry chatters loudly in my mind, I may not hear the wisdom of Christ. Like a clicking clock that checks the time, I pause throughout the day and check within. I take a breath and notice how my body feels. If I'm anxious, I breathe gently. I allow any tense muscles to soften. I observe my thoughts. Any tribulation in my mind subsides as I affirm Christ is in me, guides my way. I feel my mind clearing. The divine wisdom and understandings are revealed. I follow the guidance of Christ that's within me to move confidently towards and enjoy life. Whether the way is familiar or unknown, Christ is in me and guides my way. Romans 8 and 9, the Spirit of God dwells within you. Amen. How's it going, Matt? How you
hey,
doing
doing
this morning,
great,
man?
Dan. It's awesome.
I'm glad
a little coffee here with you guys.
Yeah, I'm glad that you can join us this morning, and it's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Absolutely, man. Thanks for the opportunity.
Matt, what is your story behind the story about how you got started into the Drunken Glory, and how did you get started in this?
Yeah, sure, man. Yeah, well, let's see where to begin. Firstly, I don't know if I call myself an expert in anything, but
okay.
But I do appreciate. I actually appreciate the devotional you just did there, man. There's a lot of presence on it. It's pretty cool. But no, my story is, you know, I mean, I grew up, you know, I'm a Indiana boy. I grew up in the church here in the good old Midwest, and you know, I grew up in the church background. There's a lot of discussion about theology, a lot of you know, good teaching, preaching, historical context about, you know, grace and about you know, just the life of Jesus, studying the Bible, but I noticed, you know, as a young man growing up, that there wasn't a lot of presence of God, Holy Spirit activity going on, you know. So I was always pretty hungry, pretty interested, you know. And so it's kind of been a long journey, dude. I won't bore you with all the details, but in 2001, I had a powerful encounter with the presence of God. Just my friend and I were praying in his house, and you know, we just felt a weight of glory just hit. Like, we just fell on our faces, man. We were just praying in tongues, and the first time I ever prayed in tongues, and my buddy and I were just having supernatural, like, visions and things, just, you know, able to kind of read each other's minds a little bit. We ended up staying up all night, just man, we didn't even notice all of a sudden the sun was coming up in the morning. We were just so overtaken by the presence of God, you know. And but, you know, it was kind of at that time where it was like there was a lot of fire, a lot of passion that came over us. Mm-hmm. And I spent the next 7 years just really trying to kind of save the world or whatever, you know. And had a lot of zeal, but maybe not a lot of knowledge. and then in 2008, I had a really powerful, just through a series of encounters at the beginning of 2008, just a real powerful encounter with the substance of grace, maybe something I've been taught about, you know, even from a young age, but really had just, you know, a few guys share with me that, hey, did you know that heaven's already open? Did you know that when the temple curtain was torn from top to bottom, that the Holy Spirit's presence and the knowledge of the glory of God flooded the earth, and that Jesus opened the heavens? And just a few encounters at the beginning of 2008, just realized that it is finished. I'm one with God, and that the glory is everywhere. And from that point on, it wasn't just passion or fire to save the world, but I realized that Jesus already saved the world. And I realized there was union with God. And kind of from that point on, just been, you know, what I call jacked up in the glory of, you know, just high on God, just, you know, just love drunk on the fact that all humanity is included and one with the presence of God, and not just knowing that intellectually, but beginning to experience that. So the Lord,
amen,
you know, set me up to open me up to a few encounters that now, you know, enable me to live in a lifestyle of continuous, you know, third heaven encounter, as some people would say, you know, continuous heavenly bliss. So there's a long story short for you, Stan.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Yeah, I didn't know nothing about it. I'll say last year, this year is the first time I've ever heard about it, and I've had some spiritual experiences, like a touch of the drunkenness and just start laughing and stuff. I've had a touch of that, but I've never really experienced a whole lot of it. It's just, you know, it's like the aftermath of the spirit coming. Yeah. But it's something different for me, and there's a friend of mine, Jason Wade, he experiences this quite a bit. And I know a lot of people, works in anointing, when they're in this, the anointing happens real quick. I mean, it's like whoom. It's pretty cool, but you know, I've never really heard a whole lot about it. I know John Crowder; he's one of the mainstreams out there that's doing it. I've watched some of his stuff. You hung out with John Crowder a lot, ain't you?
You know, we just spent some time together in Indianapolis just this last week. It was great, man. So, yeah, John and I have been getting to know each other over the last few years. It's been fun.
That's cool. That's cool, man. How's the road show and all that is? I mean, what goes on?
Oh, man, it was great. I think, you know, if anybody's listening on the West Coast, they're still doing a couple more events. I think they're either just in Santa Cruz now, heading up. They're going to do Portland. And, it's just great, man. You know, if someone wants to just come and sit in an atmosphere, experience what we're talking about, I always encourage John and Dave's stuff. It's good.
Now, there's actually some things I don't understand that they, I mean, it could get kind of weird at some of these things. They're smoking the ghost and all this stuff. Now, what's all of that about? I don't know. What's all that about?
Yeah, no, I'd love to chat about that. You know, one thing I was going to say, just hearing you talk too, you know, a lot of this is just, you know, putting different language or sometimes even just different silly terms on things to help people kind of maybe crack out of their box a little bit, you know. The drunken glory is nothing new, you know. It's just literally just experiencing the presence of God in a really tangible way, you know, where, you know, like Ephesians 5 says, don't be drunk on wine, but be filled with the Spirit. And I think there's a reason those two phrases are next to each other in that passage, talking about, you know, when you're really overcome by the presence of God. You know, people talk about demonic possession, but you can be possessed by God, you know. And that's really the normal state of Christian life. And when you're possessed by God, the Holy Spirit's literally overcoming you. Just, you know, and for some people it can help to use language. Like the only time they've ever been overcome by a spirit might have been when they were under the influence of alcohol or drugs or something, you know what I mean? And so now they're like, what does it feel like to be overcome by the presence of God? A lot of times all they know is they're reading a few verses in the Bible here or there. But we're just kind of putting some language that, you know, some people don't like it. And that's okay. They don't have to use this language. I think some people think that we, like, toke the ghost as a religious ritual or something, you know. But it's just, you know, it can be a faith, you know, just a little faith expression sometimes of just saying, hey, you like, I'm so overcome by God, it's easier to receive the presence than it is even to take a drink of a substance or take a toke of, you know, of whatever, you know. It's even easier to receive Holy Spirit because Holy Spirit's already living in you. It's just kind of a fun way to say, oh my God, like there's a tangible altered state that I can live in called being possessed by the Holy Ghost, you know. You know, overcome by the presence of God. So you know, a lot of that stuff, I mean, there's been a few guys that started to take it a little too seriously, but it's meant just to be a little, you know, something that cracks us out of our box and says, hey, like, you know, first of all, God's not, you know, ashamed to hang out with anybody, even the drinkers, smokers, drug addicts, or whatever. And And God's got, you know, the authentic substance that enters us into an altered state, which is literally just his presence, the glory of God.
So, yeah.
That's a little
yeah.
simple explanation. Yeah, it's not a, it's not some big complicated doctrine related to it or anything.
Yeah. Now, when people get in this state, I mean, how do they get in this state? They have to be around the folks that does this, or is it just constantly praying, or how do y'all get the people in that presence?
Well, you know, I get asked that a lot because everybody wants to be high. You know what I mean? if we're
yeah.
honest with ourselves, everybody's trying to get high on something. You know what I mean? And,
yeah.
I asked myself that when I was first kind of becoming aware of the Lord back in 2001. I said, you know, I used to do a little bit of drugs back in the day, like in high school and whatnot. And I was like, there's got to be a higher high on Jesus, you know. There's got to be a way higher high on God. I didn't know about it, you know. But but what I found, man, is that there's no steps to get jacked up in the presence of God. You know, just like salvation is a pure gift, you know. This is just a part of salvation. Living overcome by the presence of God is literally just a pure gift. Was it Romans 10 says faith comes by hearing? You know, I think when we hear the fact that all of heaven is one with us, in fact, the kingdom of heaven lives inside of us, when we begin to hear of these realities and the Spirit of God quickens faith in our heart, Dude, you just can't help but be jacked up, you know. So I think it's, you know, it's just by the preaching of the gospel, you know, you just hear good news that you've always been, you know, included in the heart of God, and that Jesus has made himself, you know, fully one with you, and all the virtue and all of the weighty presence and the gifts and the goodness of God is literally living in your belly. You start to feel that a little bit. That's what I call being jacked up. So it's literally just
cool,
you know, realizing that you're already, you know, completely, you know, just as high as Jesus is.
Yeah.
Right?
It's now,
like, you know, Hebrews 1 says he's anointed with the oil of joy above all his companions, you know. And that wasn't just a little joy like some of our church friends, or they'll sing, I've got the joy down in my heart. You know, it's like their face looks like they've been depressed for like 50 years and sucking on lemons, you know.
Yeah.
That's part of the reason we use this language. It's like, really, it's just the joy of the Lord. It's just like when Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. You know, this is just the life of God flowing through your veins, making you ecstatically alive, you know. It's amazingly, just woo! But for most people, when they hear those words, like the joy of the Lord or the life of God, they think of some, you know, old stoic preacher bored to tears trying to, you know, make it through another service. And so sometimes it's saying, hey, you know what, this joy, dude, is literally like, you know, makes every drug in the world look like decaf coffee, you know.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of it's just trying to find language. You know, I think the mystics throughout the ages have struggled to find language to describe what it is, what it's like when they experience the divine, you know.
Now, Matt, what type of ministries do you have? You have on your own? I saw a few ministries you had going out there in the area.
We do like preaching, teaching a lot of it. You know, we do live here, and then we post it online. We're based out of Fort Wayne, Indiana. And then my wife and I are part of the community here. We really believe in, you know, just relationship, you know, the body of Christ living in, so, you know, something a little deeper than just Sunday mornings and Wednesday night, you know, just a really encouraging lifestyle of the community. And so we have a community house. We're running a discipleship school right now. We got like 10 people living with us, and we're just, you know, experimenting with deep relationship community. We'll travel and minister a little bit. We do online stuff. We're also running a coffee shop as a separate business, but keeps us connected with the community. And also the goal is to be able to fund some some of the different, like, missions and stuff like that. Dude, we got our hands in all kinds of stuff, you know, when you're this intoxicated, you just fall in love with everybody. You just want to start blessing and hugging on people and telling them the good news, you know. So we got all kinds of things. If people are interested, they can check out our website, thefirehouseprojects.com. Do a little shameless plug there. We got all kinds of links to the projects we got going on. So, just spilling out, you know, this high isn't just for ourselves, although it is, but it's, you know, we want to see all the nations just living in passionate, love-drunk ecstasy and bliss and servanthood, man, so.
Amen, man. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
I know I saw some of the pictures on YouTube, or not YouTube, it was on Facebook, where you had like a meeting at the mall and all of a sudden, you know, everybody's laying on the floor, and I thought that was pretty, that's pretty crazy. But
it looked pretty cool,
man.
Yeah, we just sit there and just let the glory come out of our bellies. And a couple of weeks ago, some of our friends were rolling around in the mall, and some kids came out and were like, they're like, "What's going on?" And we're like, "We're just high on Jesus, man. You guys want to receive it?" And it's amazing when you're just experiencing the presence. Like, you don't even have to like evangelize. People just want to know what's going on. A lot of times, these kids just let us pray for them and impart the presence. And they're like, "Wow, I'm feeling something. I've never been high before, but feeling pretty good."
Yeah, it's cool, man. It's cool when the Lord comes over you and you just feel that glory and that love. And it's kind of, to me, it's kind of like a kid's like love. It's like, it's kind of like that. And
absolutely.
I mean, I've not experienced a whole day like that. Maybe 30 minutes to 25 minutes. You know?
Well, just you can start today, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're so filled and flooded, dude. There's nothing you got to do, man. You know, you're filled, dude.
It's
just drink in remembrance of Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah.
So, have you had a healing ministry at all, or is it just your?
Yeah, man. I think you know every believer has just all the backing of heaven to heal people. You know, and so, we've seen some cool things, dude. I mean, just a couple of weeks ago, we were growing legs out at the mall. You know, just a lot of times people have back pain and whatnot. We'll just grow out their arms or grow out their legs a little bit. And, you know, seeing people get out of wheelchairs. We do trips to Nepal every year or two. And, man, last time I was over there, Nepal, for those that don't know, it's a nation just north of India. In Asia, and we were over there, dude. We did some meetings, and literally, dude, we just prayed for people for like 5 minutes, and then took testimonies for like 2 hours of just like blind eyes opening, dude, like legs growing out, people that were paralyzed that couldn't walk getting healed. It is amazing. And you know, we're starting to see a lot more of that over here as well. But a lot of times, you know, in our travels and stuff, it's like people are a little more receptive. But and if people want to see some of that footage, if they go to our YouTube channel, you got footage of the miracles that were going on over in Nepal. It's on the You Are God's channel on YouTube. Just look up some of the Nepal trips. Or we've got a couple other healing videos on there, too. But, yeah, dude, I mean, healing just a part of the, just a, you know, included in this salvation, you know. So anybody,
amen,
just start laying hands on folks and start seeing the love of God just expressed in all sorts of healing. So
I know one time I was watching one of Crowder's videos online, and I was watching one of his workshops, and I can watch YouTube on my television. So I just instead of watching, you know, a show on television, I was watching one of his workshops, and it was pretty cool. And all of a sudden, I started feeling energy, you know, rush up my spine and stuff, and prinkly things. I'm like, this is kind of weird, man. it's like it energizes you. It's like the grace off of these things energizes you. Now, I didn't understand everything that was going on there now, But you know,
yeah, dude.
It was the energizing of the presence there, and you know, there was people falling over, and the presence of God was hitting people, and I liked his way of actually you know, talking about the grace of God, how it
yes.
open to us and stuff. And
exactly,
and don't get me wrong, there's some things I'm not too sure of, and there's things some things
yeah,
I am
dude.
Sure of.
It's all right.
Yes.
Yep.
Back and forth, but you know, I've always been open-minded and always looking for, you know, ways the Lord is working in many different ways on people and how He's touching the community. And this here is just another
yeah,
way
dude.
He's touched the community. And I'm interested in learning and seeing what the Lord is using through this new movement. And it's
beautiful, man.
It's very interesting and very exciting at the same time. And,
yeah, dude.
You know,
yeah, it's beautiful. You know, I think if people are open, you know, you can learn from it from everywhere. You know, the Holy Spirit's speaking everywhere, and I love what you mentioned about the grace of God, because that's really, you know, the heart behind all of this. I think a lot of people have seen new, like, sham wow ministries coming out. You know, this, who's this man of God and who's that? What's the newest thing? But I think one of the things we're learning in this drunkenness, you know, is that we're just drunk on the love of God, the unconditional love, you know, and the grace of God. And you know, we're not popping out miracles because we're better than anybody else or we're experiencing anything. We're just experiencing what God gave freely to all humanity in Christ, you know. And so I think, you know, the church is just waking up a little bit to say, hey, you know, it's cool to see power demonstrations. It's amazing to live in heaven and experiencing on earth as it is in heaven. But the primary fruit of heaven is gracious love, you know, and seeing that in families and seeing that in ministries, not just trying to build their ministry, but just being friends with people, you know, and just falling in love with each other and not requiring us to all agree on everything, you know, because we are all learning and growing, and none of us have to drink each other's Kool-Aid, you know.
Yeah.
We just respect that we're all awakening, you know, and we're all at different places. So
one thing that you know, the Lord has showed me is that He's releasing a lot of this power to put the power back in the churches. He wants His power back in the churches, not for us. You know, some of us is making our own little things, but He wants us to take what we got to the other churches and sit in the back row,
and just
let it manifest through the church, even if they don't know who you are. You
right.
Know?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
dude,
everywhere we go, man, we're just, you know, we can't even help it. Once you realize who you are, dude, you just begin to manifest. It's like Jesus, you know, people just walk by Him and get healed, or like Peter's shadow is healing people, you know.
Amen.
So it's like once we start realizing and just waking up to who we really are in Christ, dude, it's like, man, like awakening is just going to follow us everywhere we go.
Amen. There you go.
Yeah, dude.
You know, just
yeah,
just,
and you know, I've had enough of boring churches where there's no glory manifesting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's definitely time for a shift, you know. And unfortunately, I mean, the church a lot of times seems to be the last ones that want to receive the new things or a change in their paradigms. But you know, I'm just believing that this glory is about to manifest so strong that no one's going to be able to resist.
That's it, man.
He wants
these dead churches to come alive, man.
Come on,
and,
dude. Come on.
He's pushing this. But Matt, I really appreciate you coming on the show today. And
thanks, Dan. It's been a pleasure.
It's been very interesting and getting to learn about your ministry and how this works. And I'm sure that this show is really going to touch a few people that don't understand this movement, but it opens the door and let them be more accepted of it. And
you know,
we're
open, dude. If anybody's at, you know, has more questions, they can, you know, email us. We got an email on our website or contact. You can even contact me on Facebook. I just want to bless people, you know, just be available. So this is nothing really new. It's just, you know, they thought they were drunk on Pentecost, and they still think we're drunk today.
Yeah, amen. Yeah, I talked to a few people at a prayer meeting I went to last night, talking to about the drunk in the glory, you know, when they came on Pentecost and came out of the room after,
yep.
you know, the Holy Spirit ascended upon them. They thought they was drunk and thought
that's
they'd been drinking
man.
All night, but they're like, man, it's too early in the morning for us to be drunk, you know.
That's right,
And it's just the Holy Spirit, you know, upon us. And, you know, I was explaining that way, and it kind of opened their minds, and I was trying to get them to listen to the show today to really understand what this is all about. And I've got some friends, you know, it's around my age, and they're learning about some of this stuff, and some of them don't know everything about it. They've heard of it. And, I just wanted to show to kind of document, let them understand this more. And, like I said,
that's awesome, man.
It's a great,
I love your heart, dude. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I'm very open to things, because I know the Lord don't have a closed box, man.
Right. Yep.
A lot of people, and I actually came from way back. My first roots was a Lutheran church, and they're like a kickoff off of a Catholic church. And I mean, I've learned a lot of good things from there, but they are kind of closed to the power. And
right.
I'm praying that the power go in that church and they start seeing things happen. And that's one of my main goals I like to see happen in these churches. But again, you know, it's great to talk to you, Matt. And maybe we'll have you on a show for something else. You know, maybe another topic.
Yeah, anytime, dude. Anytime, dude, we're here.
That's it. And it's good to get to talk to you. I know I ain't got to talk to you a whole lot, but it's good to get to chat with you and introduce you and all that. And, you know, like I said, maybe some other time, man.
Absolutely, dude. And you mind if I pray as we're kind of coming to a close here?
Sure, man. Go ahead.
Sure, I just bless the folks. Yeah, Lord, I just thank you for whoever's listening right now, just your amazing love for every person. And whether we all, you know, understand everything the same way or agree, Lord, I just pray your presence would just bless folks right now in Jesus' name, that you would just fill and flood their room, their car, their office, and they would just be so overtaken, they would realize that you finished the job, that you've seated them with you in heavenly places, that you co-crucified, co-buried, co-resurrected them, and set them in such an amazing life filled with love and joy, and that this day would become the greatest day of their life, and every day after that would just be increasingly better and better into the full light of day, Jesus. So I just thank you for my buddy Stan, and may everybody just be intoxicated in your amazing presence today, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, dude.
You have a good day, Matt, and
all
thanks
right,
again, man. You
all
have
right,
a
we'll
good
talk to you soon, Sam.
You have a good one. Now, everybody, I've got a few announcements here. Remember, we're going to have Art Thomas in May, North Carolina. It's going to be May the 16th and 17th. May the 16th, it's going to start at 7 p.m. and last to 9 p.m. The 17th, it's gonna start at 9 a.m. and to 3:30 p.m. But the thing of it is, we're gonna be starting to lay hands on people and start learning how to pray for people. So we might go out of the building around lunch or so, and we're gonna do things like that. But you know, the presence of God is gonna be over you. You're gonna feel the presence of God on you. There's like an activation when you go out the street and you do what the Lord tells you to do. And biblically, He is going to activate you, and you're going to see some amazing healings go on. And I really, you know, push this. You know, if you want to walk in the full Christian work and the full Christian thing, you need, you know, this workshop is really going to be great for you. And it's a love offering basis. There's no charge. It's a love offering basis to help afford Art to come there, his lunch and all that stuff and everything. But it's amazing that Art Thomas is going to be able to teach us and show us how to do this stuff. So, you know, you know, get there, car, plane, however you got to get there, and you're going to have a great time. It's going to really jump up your walk with Christ, and I really, really encourage you to come to this event. If you ever want to call in to the show for a healing or anything like that, dial 347-996-3615. If you want to check out the whole show and all the archives and all that, blogtalkradio.com/locate77. If you want to check out the Healing Light Show on Facebook, it's www.facebook.com/ in big letters, Healing Light Show. It's www.facebook.com/HEAINGLIGHTSHOW. And then again, I want to thank everybody for joining us today. And at this time, I want to bless everybody on the show who's listening to the show. In Jesus' name, Father, I command all sickness to leave, spirit of infirmity to leave, headaches to leave in Jesus' name. I curse you, spirit of pain, leave their heads, ears to open in Jesus' name, knees healed, transferred in Jesus' name, Father. I ask for all the knees, the arthritis, I curse it in Jesus' name, Father, and I command it to leave. I command the legs to be healed, the joints to be healed now in Jesus' name. I command any infirmities in these people that's listening today, I command them to leave now in Jesus' name. I command them all to leave and never to return. In Jesus' name, I bind them and I rebuke them and I command them to leave. Now, Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to bring your presence upon the audience now. Bring your presence upon the audience now. Reveal your peace and your love and your joy. And if, you know, if so, the drunkenness of glory over them too in Jesus' name. Let them feel your glory now in Jesus' name. Fill them for your glory. Fill them for your peace. Let them experience it now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. And so it is. And again, like I said, I really appreciate you all coming. And we'll talk. Well, I'll talk to you next week, and we'll have another little lesson. And we'll enjoy our time together, and we'll learn more about the Lord. God bless you all, and I'll see you next Thursday.
Set it free. Forgiveness.